WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. An outbreak of E. coli has been traced to one of the world's biggest fast food chains.
The E. coli outbreak has already been deadly. It has sickened at least 49 people in 10 states, including one person who died and 10 who were hospitalized. It's been traced back to McDonald's Quarter Pounder hamburgers. Joe Erlinger is president of McDonald's USA and says the specific ingredient tied to the outbreak has not been identified.
We've taken steps to proactively remove slivered onions, which are used in Quarter Pounders, from restaurants in select states. We also made the decision to temporarily remove the Quarter Pounder from restaurants in select states.
The death was reported in an older person in Colorado. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The CDC says most people infected with E. coli experience severe stomach cramps, diarrhea that's often bloody, and vomiting. The former CEO of the Abercrombie & Fitch clothing chain has been arrested in Florida on federal charges of sex trafficking and prostitution. Here's CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
David Bradbury, who was interviewed by the BBC as part of its years-long investigation, claims he was lured into these events.
I was made to believe, look, this is where everybody gets their start. This is where you want to get your start, and the price was compliance.
Instead, Bradbury says he was coerced into having sex.
NBC asked Vice President Harris if she thinks sexism has had an effect on her campaign. She did not answer the question directly.
It is clear that regardless of someone's gender, they want to know that their president has a plan to lower cost, that their president has a plan to secure America in the context of our position around the world.
Former President Donald Trump noted in a roundtable with Latino leaders that Harris didn't hold rallies on Tuesday.
She's lazy as hell, and she's got that reputation. She's a radical left lunatic. She's further left than Bernie Sanders or Pocahontas.
Pocahontas is the nickname that Trump has given to Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren. Father and son LeBron and Bronny James have done something no one else has.
And Bronny James just popped off the bench. Out of bounds. Along with LeBron. History tonight. The first father-son duo to play together in an NBA game.
The game on TNT. The two checked into the game together in the second quarter of the LA Lakers season opener. And this late word, the Los Angeles Dodgers have posted on social media that former star player Fernando Valenzuela died Tuesday night at a hospital in Los Angeles. He was 63. The league's commissioner confirms the team's announcement. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Barack Obama was in Wisconsin Tuesday. He was at a rally at Madison's Alliant Energy Center with Governor Tim Walz. The goal was to rally voters on the first day of early voting.
It is not just policies that are on the ballot. It is who we are and what we stand for.
There were so many people who attended that rally at the Alliant Energy Center that there were major traffic backups, even causing some school buses to be delayed. We have new data on gun violence here in Wisconsin. Here's Terry Bell.
A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Bucks head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks open the NBA season tomorrow night on the road against the 76ers. Chris Middleton still rehabbing after surgery on both his ankles. Doc Rivers asked if he'd first like to see Middleton practice before he plays.
It would help, but I'm just going to play it by ear. You know, Chris has proven to me over the last year that when he comes back, he was 100% ready and he had no practices. So there are guys like that. I would say he'd be one of them. Would I like him to practice a couple times? For sure.
NFL, the Packers have the day playoff before preparing to play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. College football, Wisconsin hosts number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on Penn State's offense.
Part of their plan is to give enough exotic, crazy looks to get guys' heads spinning, to get them thinking rather than playing fast. Our strength the last couple weeks has been how fast we've played.
That's Badgers coach Mike Tressel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy and lower 50s in the overnight as a south wind turns to the west. Look for some gusts up around 30 miles per hour. Cooler weather for your Wednesday. Sunny skies, breezy northwest winds. Highs reaching the upper 50s, lower 60s Thursday. Right now it's 55.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Minnie Timuraju, president of the Reproductive Freedom for All organization. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Your new choice. Real news, great conversation. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is Lev Parnas, the author of Shadow Diplomacy. Lev Parnas and his wild ride from Brooklyn to Trump's inner circle. Also, there's a movie about him. It's From Russia with Lev, produced by Rachel Maddow and MSNBC. If you haven't seen it, it's worth tracking down. It's just absolutely brilliant. Lev, welcome to the program. I'm so glad that you could show up with us. You could drop in.
Thank you for having me, Tom. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. So I'm not sure exactly where to begin. I mean, your story is just an absolutely fascinating one. I think the question behind the question that so many people have is how deeply embedded in the Russian ecosystem was Donald Trump, or maybe the other way around. How deeply was Russia embedded in the Trump ecosystem back in 2016 and to this day?
I think that's a good way you put it, is how deeply was Russia involved in Trump's ecosystem? Because I still to this day say that Trump is just a useful idiot for Vladimir Putin and some of these dictators out there. He's not playing on the level field as they are. So he's their useful idiot. But yeah, in 2016 and even going up to now, I mean, now they're back then in 2016, 2018, 2019, 20, we were doing it behind the scenes. They were covering it up. They were trying to blame Ukraine for it. They were trying to blame the Democrats. Now what we're seeing is they're doing it in open, plain view. You have seen reports of Donald Trump having over 7 conversations with Vladimir Putin after he left office. And the important part is not is that he had these conversations. The important part is that he hasn't reported any of these conversations back to our government officials. He's also had these conversations privately without having anybody there, not even any of his own personal assistants. You have to ask yourself why. Also, in public view, he's been meeting an open site with another dictator, Viktor Orban. The reason why Viktor Orban is important is because Viktor Orban is Vladimir Putin's, best friend, basically. And you could even hear the messages coming out after they meet. So, I think the answer is that they absolutely, they were embedded. And the crazy part is not only are they embedded in Trump, but because of Trump allowing them and the mega cult allowing them to get so much embedded into our politics, that Russia has achieved what they've wanted to achieve ever since the Cold War started, is to be able to disrupt our elections, to be able to put doubt in our elections. And that's what they achieved, because today there's a big percentage of our country that doesn't believe that our elections are fair and square.
Well, it seems to even go beyond that, Lev. I mean, I'm hearing reports that some of these Russian disinformation operations are like trying to pit black people against each other, or trying to pit straight people against gay people or trans people, basically just trying to tear our society apart. Do you have any firsthand knowledge of any of that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. Backing it into for the 2020 campaign, that was part of are Trump's mega cult, policy is to divide, because you see in any of his conversations, any of his rallies, it's not about uniting the country. It's not about talking, as most presidents will always do, talking about being a president for all. He's a president for a certain group of people, and he makes that division very clear. And he turns families against each other. He turns people against. And that's the whole strategy, is to find a weakness in our society, and there where he points to it, and puts a flashlight at it to such a degree. And the one thing that he does that is unfair, but unfortunately the media has allowed him to get away with it, and we've been jaded, is lying. The way he just comes out there and lies. I mean, he takes Russian disinformation, and then he puts even more lies about it and spreads it.
Do you think that one of Vladimir Putin's goals in much of this is to provoke a civil war in the United States? And do you think that Donald Trump, if he became president, would try to start a civil war?
If he would become president, I don't think he would try to start a civil war. I think he would just basically take this country back 100 years, and because of the power, I don't think we would be in a civil war. We would be just in a country that's going in decline. Mm-hmm. He would stop, just think about one thing. Forget about what he would do inside our country. Think about what he would do outside our country, because these relationships that NATO, that the United States has built over centuries, over decades, to be able to have control of world peace, are now on the brink of being destroyed. And building it takes tens and hundreds of years, but destroying it takes one day. And with Donald Trump coming into office, if he destroys NATO and destroys our alliances and just starts allowing people like Vladimir Putin or Kim Jong-un or, dictators like Xi to do whatever they want all over the world, we might not feel it in the first few years of his presidency, but our children, our grandchildren, the repercussions that will come to this country for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years will be tremendous. And I don't know how long it'll take us to get back to it, because that's the important part that people are not realizing, and he's deflecting on. He's trying to concentrate on policies like taxes, like, the wall. I mean, that he's going to build a wall and that, and stuff like that. But the main problem is all of these relationships and all of these things that are going all over the world. It's the opposite of what he's saying. When he's saying he's going to stop wars, it's not stopping wars through diplomacy or through righteousness. It's stopping wars by giving countries like Ukraine over to dictators like Vladimir Putin. And that's very dangerous, because if Vladimir Putin gets a chance to take over Ukraine and build the old Soviet Union back together, that's when the power will come in. Right now, Russia is not as powerful as they once used to be.
Yeah, I totally get it. We're talking with Lev Parnas. He's got a new book out, Shadow Diplomacy, Lev Parnas and His Wild Ride from Brooklyn to Trump's Inner Circle. Lev, let's talk about your book. In your book, you talk about how you first met Donald Trump and how you ended up being, basically one of the people very closest to him, and your wild ride to Ukraine looking for dirt on Joe Biden and whatnot. Give us a thumbnail on that.
I mean, the book is more, it goes into a lot more than that even, Tom. It's important for people to read and understand, because it's not just my relationship with Donald Trump, but I was so deep embedded into the mega cult Trump world and people around Trump. So for his whole 4 years of presidency, I was privy to a lot of things, not just the Ukraine scandal, but also I was involved in a lot of stuff that happened, like with Venezuela. The Venezuelan people, I mean, you have voters out here to this day thinking that Trump was the one that was against, Maduro. But what they don't know is that I was on a phone call with Rudy Giuliani, with Nicolas Maduro, where Trump was trying to do a soft landing and allow Maduro to leave with all his money. And a lot of people don't even know about that. People don't know about how I introduced Trump to another president, Erdogan from Turkey, during the inauguration at the Watergate Hotel. So the book goes into a lot more than just my relationship with Trump, but I was that fly on the wall that not only involved in a lot of stuff, but also saw and heard, and that I put in there basically of everything that I heard and see, and I don't hold back. That's one of the things why I self-published the book and didn't go to them, because they wanted to limit what I put in there. there. I put in all the receipts in there so people could see text messages, emails, pictures of actually things that transpired during the 4 years in Trump world, which is, I think, even more crucial than just what happened in Ukraine.
You characterized Trump in kind of, you know, not kind of, in quite negative and shocking ways. And I'm curious why you think that so many people are still hanging on with him, are still, you know, with him, or even, you know, theoretically smart people like J.D. Vance, why they go along with him, particularly when he just openly says he wants to turn America basically into Russia.
Well, there's different groups of people that are going for him for different reasons. There's that group of people that literally don't know Donald Trump and make a belief of him like he's their superhero. Mm-hmm. They pretend that he's somebody that he's not. If they would spend one day with them and realize who Donald Trump was, they would never feel the same way about him. But because they don't know him, they see him on TV as a television character, they make an impression, just like, you know, we looked at cartoons like Superman and Batman. They were, you know, these heroes that we grow up looking up to that were not real. Same thing here. Trump is like a not real person that they're to themselves making an imaginary hero that's fighting for them against the system. So that's that cult mentality. That's that one group of people. But then you have other people like the J.D. Vance and the Elon Musks of the world that are not in the cult. They do not like Trump. They have no alliance to Trump, but they're using Trump's wave and mega movement to be able to achieve their own political achievements, their own financial achievements, and they're jumping on those bandwagons specifically for their own purpose, not because they want to help the country in any way or possible. So that's why you have different fractions that are voting for Trump.
Yeah, I get it. We're talking with Lev Parnas, his new book, Shadow Diplomacy. Lev, you were one of those people at one point. What was it that attracted you to Donald Trump, and what was it that caused you to wake up or get out, or however you'd characterize it?
Well, you understand, I write about it in the book. In 2016, one of the reasons why I was so in on Donald Trump, and I think why Donald Trump won and people believe, is because we wanted a change. And we didn't know who Donald Trump was. We thought Donald Trump is going to be somebody. When he gets into the White House, he's going to be more presidential. He's going to hire good people. He's this, you know, we had an impression. But then we got to know Donald Trump. It's not, now we know who Donald Trump is. We understand that he's a narcissistical individual that wants to be a dictator and doesn't take no for an answer. And for me, I was so far deep in the cult, and I was so far deep believing that what I was doing was saving our country, that it took literally, and as I say, I write about it and I say that as bad as it was, me being arrested and thrown in prison was the best thing that could have happened to me, because that was the wake-up call I needed to be able to understand and get out of the cult.
Yeah, it's a remarkable story, I hope America doesn't have to go through essentially what you went through. I mean, you know, through a severe trauma to fully wake up. But Lev, I salute your bravery in writing this book and in speaking out. I it can't be easy, and you've got to be getting death threats. And I want to recommend it to anybody out there. Shattered Diplomacy is the book. The subtitle, Lev Parnas and His Wild Ride from Brooklyn to Trump's Inner Circle. Lev, thanks so much for dropping by. It's great talking with you.
Thank you for having me, Tom. And I'd love to come back after the elections. I think we'd have a great conversation.
Let's do it. Let's plan on it. Lev Parnas.
Thank you,
Lev.
Have a great
day. Yep, you too. 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Do you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. He calls it Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble.
It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, just love this stuff. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom.
I'm challenging the voices that think they know what's right. You call
me. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. This is just amazing. Rachel Bitticofer, who has been on this program a number of times, has a new Substack. It's called The Cycle. TheCycle.substack.com. And she asked the question, what really happens if Trump wins? And the picture on the top of the page is Trump on one half and Adolf Hitler on the other half. And she's talking about what happened when Hitler was sworn in. He was sworn in on January 30th, 1933. Okay, so basically the last day or next to the last day of the first month of the brand new year of 1933. And when he was sworn in, he took the oath of office and he swore that he would uphold the German Constitution. By March, now keep in mind, this is January. The end of January. And February is a very short month. By March, so 6 weeks later, the Dachau concentration camp was open with its inaugural prisoners. And no, they weren't Jews. They were members of the Communist and the Social Democrat parties and other prominent Hitler critics, people like me who had written about Hitler in the media, his critics. Including some members of the Reichstag. He imprisoned members of the German parliament at Dachau 6 weeks after he came into office. You get this? And this is what Trump says he wants to do. He says there's an enemy within, and he wants to go after them. He wants to use the power of the federal government and the military to go after them. Between 1933 and 1939, the criminal court sentenced tens of thousands of Germans, not Jews, Germans, for, quote, political crimes. By April, a month later, they were purging Jews from the civil service and banning them from practicing law. By May, Hitler had dissolved all the labor unions. We're now, you know, just 4 months after he's inaugurated, he bans labor unions and students across the country were burning books. But she notes, for average Germans, life just went on. It was perfectly normal. Jobs were worked, errands were run, dinners were cooked, people went to the movies, life carried on. Within a year, regular Germans would begin to curtail public criticism of Hitler because they were afraid that their children might tell on them, among other things. So compliance became very popular, compliance with this never criticize the Führer. Even Germans who didn't vote for Hitler's party realized that they better get with the program or they would end up at someplace like Dachau. If Donald Trump returns to power, Rachel Bitticofer writes, Americans should be prepared for catastrophic change. She writes, my 4-year study into totalitarianism has taught me two valuable lessons. The first is that collapse into dictatorship is no one's panicked until it's already too late.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And she notes the second is that the Constitution can only protect you if both parties, all parties, agree to it, and the Republican Party no longer does. This is a dangerous time. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, you know, my dogs eat your food and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference. So I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month. Yeah. Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. An E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounder burgers has killed one person and sickened 50 others across 10 states. Barry Harry is a food author and activist.
We really need to look at our farming practices here in the United States and look at how we can safeguard our citizens from these contaminants.
The former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch, Mike Jeffries, has been charged with sex trafficking and prostitution. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez says he's been arrested in Florida.
Jeffries' attorney said today they will respond to these allegations, but when appropriate and in court. Abercrombie & Fitch so far has not commented on the arrest of its former CEO.
Early in-person voting has begun in Wisconsin, says CBS's Nancy Cordes.
In this state, every vote really does count. Trump won Wisconsin by about 23,000 votes in 2016 and then lost by nearly the same amount in 2020.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early voting is now open across Wisconsin. Each municipality sets its own early voting locations and hours. When you show up to vote early, it should work very similarly to Election Day. You show some ID, poll workers will help you identify a precinct and give you your absentee ballot. That ballot will be sealed, you'll sign the envelope, and it'll go back to your local clerk's office where it'll be locked away until Election Day. To find your local early voting information, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. Early voting was the focus of a big rally supporting the Harris-Walz ticket in Madison Tuesday. Governor Tim Walz.
This election is 2 weeks from today, and early voting has started here in Wisconsin. Our team is running like everything is on the line, because everything is on the line.
Former President Barack Obama also spoke. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. For every episode of the DC show The Penguin on Max, Colin Farrell goes through hours of makeup prep. According to recent numbers, it's paying off, as Variety reports that the fifth episode of season one of The Penguin pulled in 1.8 million viewers. The show has added viewers with every new episode that drops. New shows of The Penguin premiere every Sunday night on Max at 10 p.m. Central. Do you have great acting chops? Smoke weed? Can you rap? If so, update your resume, because Snoop Dogg is looking for someone to portray himself in a new biopic. The movie was first announced in 2022, and now the search is on as they are in the casting phase and seeking someone to play a younger version of Snoop. Between his role on The Voice, opening weed stores in L.A., and popping up at the Olympics and on NFL games, the Dogfather told Entertainment Tonight whoever plays young Snoop will have to be a phenomenal actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy and lower 50s in the overnight as a south wind turns to the west. Look for some gusts up around 30 miles per hour. Cooler weather for your Wednesday. Sunny skies, breezy northwest winds. Highs reaching the upper 50s, lower 60s Thursday. It's 57 at our studios.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez will be here to talk early voting. Our number two, public service announcement, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
And exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of superberine and get 15% off. Just go to superberine.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's superberine, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. And the code is Tom to get a free month's supply of superberine and 15% off. Superberine.com and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M.
Ready to embark. Money's the wind. Twisting and turning. A tornado is coming. Leaving its mark. A tornado is calling. Money's the name. Sweeping through politics. It's a dangerous game. Voices of
the back 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Pat in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Pat, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I just listening to your previous speaker caller. I was going to say on the subject I wanted to talk about. What are the worst damage we'll get from the Trump program? I think it's the fact that he's proposing to deport illegals, undocumented people and stuff, because simple reason that 50% to 75% of our construction crews all over the country are from other... No, they're in that category.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is that the restaurants are full of South American and other undocumented people. So we lose those two. We lose the Catholic Church. We'll lose an enormous number of people in their congregation. The fruit and vegetables will go sky high in price because it's right now that things are predominantly being picked by this group of interloopers or whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, and Americans are physically incapable of bending down all day to pick strawberries. They're mm-hmm. completely incapable of it. They can't do a 10 or 12 hour day. And this goes through for everything they're going to pick, carrots or whatever. The price of food is going to go sky high because there'll be nobody to pick it.
Yeah.
And nursing homes will be depleted of all the women who are there helping the elderly. So that's the most disastrous thing that could happen to the U.S. The price of everything is going to go sky high. People are going to die for lack of attention. And, no, it's going to be a disaster.
I agree. There is a sort of a middle ground, and that's what Mitt Romney had proposed, and he was ridiculed for it. He said that you could cause people who are here illegally to self-deport, and the simple way to do that is to make it impossible for them to work by imprisoning employers who hire people who are here without documentation. There are a lot of, in fact, probably the majority, well, I don't know if it's a majority, but millions of these folks that the Republicans love to slander are actually not here illegally. They're here awaiting. They have a legal status. You know, they've applied for refugee status, and they're awaiting a trial, essentially. You know, a court proceeding, and that waiting period now can run 5 or 6 years. And so during that period of time, you know, there is, in some cases they're allowed to work, in some cases they're not. And I'm not all that familiar with the nuances of immigration law to know exactly what and how and when that happens. But this idea of going back to the law that we had or enforcing the law that we had prior to the Reagan administration, Reagan basically stopped this. And that was, you know, if you're an employer and you hire people who are not legal U.S. citizens who don't have the right to work in this country, you get sanctioned as well as they do, or instead of them, in fact. And, I hate to say it, but I think Mitt Romney was right on this. Pat, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Thanks, Tom. Property taxes. Mm-hmm. Property taxes in Utah aren't paid by Mormons in Salt Lake City because of an ordinance that you have to Mormons control and run the government. They're all about the they make the decisions and develop the policies of the city. And then what happens is that when they don't in their building plans of their home, if they don't finish the construction, as in leave off 6 inches of siding that is hidden by a bush, or you have 4 pillars in your plan, but you only install 2 because that's what you wanted, but in your plans it says 4, your home isn't finished as constructed, and you don't pay property tax because in the ordinance it says your home has to be completed or you don't pay property tax. So they omit those few things, and they don't pay property tax. And my thing is that Mormons claim to be the most charitable. It's stolen money. I guarantee you it isn't a dollar per dollar. And as far as I'm concerned, as an anti-theist, we need to open the Department of Ending Religion. It's a death cult, and it has to stop.
Dave, is it? I know in the Mormon Church, like Mitt Romney, for example, is a priest in the Mormon Church, or whatever their word for it is, you know, pastor, minister, whatever. He's ordained. And I believe that that's the case with most married men. And in most states, a church can have a rectory, which is the residence of the pastor or the priest, and the rectory is free of property taxes. Is that the loophole that the Mormons are using in Utah?
No, it's a straight up property tax. They have the ordinance, and they created in their bylaws that if your home is constructed and it's considered under construction because it's not complete.
I got it. You already explained that. That's fascinating, Dave. Thank you very much. I appreciate the information. I can't, you know, for our listeners, I can't verify this, but it's interesting starting point for investigation. Thank you, Dave. James in Lemont Furnace, Pennsylvania. Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, I'm calling about the mail-in ballots in the state of Pennsylvania will not be opened until the polls close election night at 8 p.m.
Oh, it's after the polls close. I thought it was the morning of the election day. Well, thank you for that, James.
No.
Now, why is that? Who pushed that into law? That just seems like a prescription for chaos.
Well, the same ones that put it into law, the Republican legislature in
That's
the state of Pennsylvania, they wanted, they're the ones that come up with that idea, mm-hmm. and they put it into law in 2019.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And another thing I wanted to tell you, Log Cabin Republicans, do you know what they are?
Yes, yeah, the gay Republicans.
Right, because your young man that answered the phone when I called in, mm-hmm. he didn't know what they were.
Yeah. Well, there's not many of them left, I think.
There's quite a few.
Okay.
You'd be surprised, yeah. That's been going on since the 1860s. But the last 40 years, I think it was about 40 years ago when they started calling themselves Log Cabin Republicans.
Right.
And matter of fact, Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC several years ago had the president of the Log Cabin Republicans on his program one night. And I don't remember her name. But August or I'm sorry, April 15th of this year, Melania Trump had a fundraiser for log cabin Republicans at Mar-a-Lago.
I remember. I was scratching my head going, how can any gay person be a Republican in this, you know, and a Trump Republican on top of that in this, you know, political climate, you know, particularly given... you know, most of what Trump is doing now in the swing states ads where he's going after Kamala Harris is attacking her for the Biden administration allowing transgender surgery for people in prison and even immigrants in prison. A policy, by the way, that was written in 2018 by the Trump administration.
But, no, no, that figures. Yeah. He's such a hypocrite.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you look up hypocrite in the dictionary, and there's Donald Trump's picture.
Oh, and real quick, a week ago, I gave my pastor of my church 13 reasons why I am voting for Kamala Harris opposed to Trump. They're all Trumpites in these churches, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's sad. It really is. James, thank you.
But I told him, nope, not me.
Good on you, James. Good on you. Thank you very much for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It is 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for, cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make the max slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and our dogs absolutely love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. Or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom. Or text Tom to 511-511.
Where's the line between the two? Can it be? No, let's have goals, ideas clear. But cults are driven by devotion and fear. It's Trumpism.
51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Mary in Waterloo, Iowa. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Okay, Iowa is 100% red state. We have the last 10 to 15 years defunding our schools. We have not been keeping up with funding for them. And now we are going to the charter schools.
Right, a statewide voucher program.
Now what's that?
You have now a statewide voucher program, don't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But somewhere, okay, now Iowa is going to a 4% income tax.
Mm-hmm.
So the wealthy are going to get out of paying their fair share. And the reason our property taxes is because the schools are trying to, towns are trying to keep the schools funded through property tax.
Right.
So somewhere we're going to have to set a standard, federal standard or a state standard, that Republicans cannot keep defunding our private, our public schools.
Well, that's going to be up to the voters, Mary. I mean, you know, in Florida and Texas, they've gone all in on a statewide voucher program. They're hoping within a decade or so that they will have destroyed more than half of all the public schools in the state. Republicans like it when people are not smart, when the people are not educated, when people are not well informed. It works to their benefit.
Oh, I know. I go to coffee with, after I'm retired, and the ladies there, they just think a religious school is a 100%. These kids are the best kids in the school. They have no problems in school. These kids are smart. Well, the school, the charter schools, are really not a Christian school because they pick and choose the students that they want.
That's right.
I try to tell them, this is, Jesus did not say, I'll pick any, choose any child I want to come with me. He said, come all the children. And I try to tell them that, and try to tell them that these schools are not, have, don't have any rules, and they don't have special ed. They don't. And now Governor Reynolds signed a bill that any school that's abandoned, that the Christian schools can buy it.
That makes sense.
So, yeah. I'm hoping this Rob Sands again. I putting a bet 100% on him that he's going to, he's a Republican auditor in Iowa, that he is, has more percentage of votes than Kim Reynolds. And I'm hoping people will understand what's going on. And
is Kim Reynolds up for re-election this year?
No, she isn't. Two more years.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think that was the case. So you think the state auditor is going to primary her?
Yes. He didn't do it this last year. He wasn't confident enough, probably because we were too Republican yet.
Yeah.
But I think people are getting tired of the Republicans and school districts, especially the small ones. The big towns, they can kind of hold their own.
Right.
They're expanding.
Yeah.
But then we don't have any charter schools up in the northwest Iowa, and they really are getting hurt.
Yeah, I get it.
Up there.
Okay. Well, Mary, thank you. Thank you for the report from Iowa. I truly appreciate it. Mike in Washington. Is that Washington State, Washington, D.C.? You got a town, Mike? Watching us on Substack? Mike, going once, going twice. Richard in Media, Pennsylvania. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Tom? I said longtime fan, first-time caller. Never even knew you had this.
Well, thank you.
I'm calling about the property tax issue. I read your article regarding North Dakota. I find it very fascinating. As a taxpayer myself and living in Media, which is a suburb outside of Philadelphia, I find my taxes actually pretty equitable, but that, I know that's not the story across the national landscape. To understand, I profess ignorance to this a little bit. You mentioned the state bank in North Dakota being the possible solution to shifting the financial burden.
Well, it would be a partial solution because the state bank does generate some revenue for the state, but not anywhere near enough to make up for the loss of property tax.
Right. So what my question to you is, if we eliminate the property tax, how would that, in your view, philosophically, how does that burden shift so the local, you know, people have a say in it, and that, you know, police and all the various, you know, roads that are responsible in schools? How would that shift?
States do this all the time. Here in Oregon, we have no sales tax, so we have higher property taxes and higher income taxes. Right across the river in Washington State, in Vancouver, Washington, there is a sales tax, but there's no income tax. So you've got people who live in Washington State who shop in Oregon to avoid paying both income tax and sales tax. And but the property taxes in both Oregon and Washington State are really, really high because, you know, we have no sales tax and they have no property tax. No income tax. So, you know, it's sort of like, you know, a water balloon. You know, you squeeze one end and the other end gets bigger. you're just moving it around. So if you get rid of the property tax, you know, you're going to have to raise either your sales tax or your income tax. And most likely, you know, the progressive way to do it would be to raise the income tax. The regressive way, the least progressive way to do it would be to raise the sales tax. Fees.
Absolutely. So it sounds like you're mixed on it. So, I mean, are you saying you're in favor of it, or are you just saying it's worth talking
I'm not in
about?
Favor of ending property taxes altogether. I understand philosophically. What I'm in favor of is separating, breaking out schools and police and fire so they're no longer dependent on property taxes, so poor communities don't have crappy schools and dysfunctional police and fire departments. And, you know, have state standards for those things. But, you know, local roads, local parks, those kinds of things, I don't have a problem with those being funded by property taxes. Richard, I got to run. Thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com, N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Civic Media's Todd Alba, who will get a Nightlight birthday surprise. And you won't want to miss up-and-coming musician DeAndre Marie, who performs in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.